Chapter 33. Rudd had decided to stay on a few days. There was no rush to get back, he told his father, although Joshua wondered how true that was, given Rod had a pregnant partner out in the green, and given what Rod had told him about Lobsang asking for him. But Rod said he wanted to make sure Joshua's leg was stable before committing him to what was going to be a long journey home, if an easy one inside the step-capable plane. So they settled in. The trolls took to Rod at once, Joshua observed. Of course, his gambit of handing out sugar lumps hadn't hurt. But Rod was young and healthy and evidently used to trolls. And he was also a hell of a lot more active than Joshua had ever been, even before he busted his leg and became a dependent. He played games with the youngsters, with Matt and Liz, throwing, chasing, racing, mounting mock hunts. He was savvy enough not to try to join in the troll's favourite play activity of wrestling, as even a cub, as Joshua knew from experience, had a grip strong enough to crack a rib. He checked out Joshua's traps and set a few of his own. And of course there was the fire that he and Joshua banked up every night to deter the teeth and claws of the dark, and to produce the vast quantities of cooked meat that the trolls consumed with relish. In the evenings they had long, slow, rambling conversations. As slow as Joshua's healing process had been, it felt like sometimes. And maybe that wasn't a bad analogy. A lot of healing to be done between father and son. But Joshua was intrigued at Rod's news of what was becoming a sensation across the long earth. The invitation, some kind of SETI message from the sky, and rumours of a tremendous industrial project being managed by the next, so the gossip went, out in the high megas, indeed, beyond the gap. Always something in the long earth, Joshua reflected. On the third day of his stay, Rod won even more fans among the trolls by helping out with a hunt. It started with excitement as troll scouts, flicking back and forth between stepwise worlds, reported back in snatches of song that they'd come across a big old male elephant, wounded somehow, who had got left behind by his bachelor herd. Joshua sat with Rod and Sancho and listened as the trolls' unending song absorbed their reports. And more scouts flickered across to investigate the find. Sancho kept up rough commentaries for Rod and Joshua through the troll call. And when the younger adult males and females got together to prepare for the hunt, arming themselves with stone knives, the song becoming sharper and ever more exciting, Rod picked up a couple of his own knives and a spear Joshua had been idly whittling from a straight and smooth sapling trunk and jogged over to join the band. Joshua couldn't resist going too. This would be by far the most spectacular kill the band had attempted in the time he'd been with them. So he had Sancho help him up, and they hopped between the worlds until they found the site of the kill, so they could watch. The trolls had already surrounded the bull elephant. The beast had a huge tear at the top of one thigh, presumably inflicted by some big predator, and, distressed, was unable to move far. The ground under his feet was already stained with his own blood. And now the trolls closed in. The bull fought back. He trumpeted and tossed his head, using the big mask of armour plating over his face to keep out the hammer blows of troll fists, and swiping at his circling assailants with leading edges of sharp bone. Rod, Joshua was relieved to see, stayed well out of this close-range battle as the trolls strove to beat and stab and club the bull into submission. But when the bull scattered his troll tormentors with a particularly vigorous effort and stood briefly alone, trumpeting and raising his trunk, Rod hurled Joshua's spear. The point slammed into the bull's cheek at a vulnerable spot just behind the facial armour. The elephant shrieked, and blood gushed from his mouth and trunk. As Rod stood back and watched, the trolls closed in once more, clubbing the dying animal to the ground. Sancho, watching impassively, used the troll call.
Good throw.
That's my son.
Sancho looked Joshua up and down. He asked witheringly,
True? Yours? Ha!
By the end of the day, the trolls were replete with elephant steak and were relaxing. Mothers suckled their infants. The males inspected their armpits and other orifices for fleas and other parasites. The cubs rolled around languidly, mock wrestling, and some of the younger adults patiently napped tools, practicing the skill and adding to the litter on the floor that was their endlessly replenished storehouse. One or two couples had the usual noisy, explosive, blink-and-you-miss-it sex, and the unending song hung like a cloud over the group, a comforting murmur. Joshua sat with Sancho as usual, with the big troll wrapped in the silver blanket he had made his own, and Rod was with them tonight, still splashed with some of the blood of the elephant he'd helped kill and butcher. Joshua ventured,
"I know I said it before, but I wish I'd known how well you got on with trolls."
"That's because you've never seen me out in the green, Dad. Me and my family. This is how we live. We encourage our kids to do this. Be with the trolls. I mean, you have to make sure the children stay safe. Trolls are big, heavy animals and can be clumsy. But the benefits outweigh that. Trolls are pretty different from people. And to get along, you have to discover what you have in common and build on that. It clarifies the mind."
"Hmm. You're learning what it is to be a sapient in this complicated universe, while all the time you think you're napping a blade or building a fire."
"That's it.
And our kids just soak up the lessons, such as clear up your mess." Joshua smiled. "I can play that game. How about learn from your mistakes?"
"Don't steal."
"Don't take. In fact, it helps if you can give."
"Know yourself."
That one surprised Joshua.
"As deep as that?"
"Why not? The treatment of trolls in the Long Earth has got a lot better since your day, Dad."
"My day? I'm not out to pasture yet, son."
"Didn't you once petition President Starling about cruelty to trolls?"
"Yes, but he was playing Senator Jim back then. Still, perhaps it made a difference in the end."
"We ought to turn in. I'm thinking of preparing the plane tomorrow for a launch possibly the day after."
"What's the urgency?"
Rod grinned.
"Only that we're running out of beer now that your pal Sancho has the taste for it."
As it happened, that plan never worked out.